Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. When you think of Australia, what comes to mind? Maybe the term Down Under, or the Great Barrier Reef, or Crocodile Dundee, Mad Max, summer there when it's winter here. I know when I think of Australia, two things come to mind. My oldest son, Jeff, has been living and working there and having way too much fun for the last 4.5 years. And the other is rock and roll, baby, specifically AC/DC, a band formed in 1973 by Angus and Malcolm Young. Their family had emigrated from Scotland some 10 years before. The brother George was the first rocker, joining the band The Easy Beats and having some early success with the song Friday's on My Mind. Malcolm and Angus followed in George's musical footsteps. Now, the band's name comes simply enough from the boys seeing AC/DC on their sister's sewing machine and feeling alternating current, direct current, back and forth. Was an apt description of how they pictured their music, passionate, raw, power-driven. Bon Scott, a friend of Brother George's and another emigrant from Scotland, joined the boys in 1974, and they were off to the races. Several Australian releases, a deal with Atlantic Records, European tours, and their first American exposure in, of all places, Flint, Michigan, with the recently reformed MC5, opening for them at a place called the Capitol Theater in 1977. But their real breakthrough came when Mutt Lang, a guy who produced the likes of the Boomtown Rats, Foreigner, Def Leppard, and later on Shania Twain, produced Highway to Hell. The album went top 20, and AC/DC joined the top ranks of rock and roll. Now, there'd been changes in the lineup throughout the years, and there were even bigger changes coming for AC/DC. But for now, and for those about to rock, we salute AC/DC on today's Yeah, Baby Tunes.
Trouble with the high school head.
A little foreplay from AC/DC here on Yeah Baby Tunes. The first two with the late Bon Scott singing lead, and then two with Brian Johnson. Now, we heard Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap from the album of the same name, and Shot Down in Flames from the breakout album Highway to Hell, and then from Back in Black, Hell's Bells, and the title track from For Those Who Are About to Rock, We Salute You. Now, Bon Scott's death in February of 1980 was more than just a loss of a dynamic frontman. It was the loss of a friend and truly a family member. His presence was irreplaceable, and his loss devastating. Highway to Hell had thrust AC/DC into major rock status, and they were about to start recording Back in Black when Bon died from acute alcohol poisoning. Now, there was talk of disbanding, but Bon's mom urged them to go on in honor of Bon. And Brian Johnson was auditioned for the lead spot. Now, Bon had actually seen Brian perform some years earlier and had remarked about how much he liked his voice and his style. Well, the rest is history. Back in Black hit it big, and AC/DC was off to the mountaintop. They continue to make music and tour with great success, and even with personnel changes and some falling off of record sales, AC/DC is still one of the highest grossing acts in music history. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. And Back in Black, well, it's the second highest selling album ever worldwide behind Thriller, with over 45 million copies sold. Their tours are still unbelievable. And their last album, Iron Man 2, a movie soundtrack compilation album of songs from 1975 to 2008, became their third number one album and continues to show the appeal these guys have across generations. I'll tell you a quick story. I remember taking my youngest son, Spencer, and two of his friends to the auto show a few years ago. And on the way, one of the guys had a CD they wanted to listen to. And I was amazed that these 13-year-olds knew every word to TNT and Back in Black. And they weren't shy about singing them out either. That's cross-generational, baby. And that's Tunes for now. Hope we rocked your world a little with AC/DC. Let your friends know they can find us on Facebook and here on the web and Twitter too, baby. I'm Mitch Michaels. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.